grace, a free gift from God, remnant according to grace. Verse 5 says, even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. God will not leave Himself without witnesses. There is a remnant whom God will choose to be His ambassadors in every age, even amidst great apostasy among His own. The Apostle Paul is confidently citing God's reassuring words to the despairing Elijah that he has reserved for himself 7,000 men who have not bowed a knee to the image of Baal. Elijah was not alone contending for the faith. You remember, Elijah, God, by His enabling, challenged the prophets of Baal, as it were, to a duel. And what did they do? Well, the prophet who was able to call fire from heaven will prove the greater power. So the Baal prophets, they did all their rituals and nothing happened. They cut themselves, they did many things, nothing happened. But when it was Elijah's turn, he asked that the trench whereby the altar of sacrifice were made were filled with water 3 times so that the people would be under no illusion that indeed when fire would fall from heaven, it was an authentication of the power of the living God. You know, when we talk about lightning strike, it cannot be at that very one spot in which it has been predicted beforehand, right? Lightning was strike, as we say, randomly. But Elijah the prophet was able to pinpoint that God's fire from heaven will strike at that one point, the altar, to consume all of it, the fire from heaven. And indeed that happened. What a tremendous sight. And so Israel, through the authentication of Elijah to the God of Israel, that He is indeed the living and true God, gave witness to the people. And Elijah asked the question to the people, would thou halt between two opinions? If Baal is God, then follow him. If Jehovah, the Lord, the God of Israel, is Lord, then follow him. Dear friends, our life with God in every age follows that same consecration, devotion. It is the same. Whether we are with God, we follow God during the time of Elijah, or we follow the living and true God today, just before the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord speaks to us that indeed, He will live for Himself a people. A.W. Tozer, he observed, great industrial concerns have in their employ men who are needed only when there is a breakdown somewhere. When something goes wrong with the machinery, this man springs into action to locate and remove the trouble and get the machinery rolling again. For these, a smoothly operating system has no interest. They are specialists concerned with trouble and how to find and correct it. In the kingdom of God, things are not too different. God has always had his specialist whose chief concern had been the moral breakdown, the decline in the spiritual health of the nation or the church. Such men as Elijah, Jeremiah, and Malachi, and others of their kind who appeared at critical moments in history to reprove, rebuke, and exhort in the name of God and righteousness. 1,000 or 10,000 ordinary priests or pastors or teachers could labor quietly unnoticed, while the spiritual life of Israel or the church was normal. But let the people of God go astray from the path of the truth, and immediately the specialist appeared almost out of nowhere. His instinct brought him to the help of the Lord and of Israel. To such men as this, the church owes a debt too heavier to pay. The curious thing is that she seldom tries to pay him while he lives. But the next generation builds his sepulchre and writes his biography as if instinctively and awkwardly to discharge an obligation the previous generation to a large extent ignored. God raised Jewish apostles to carry the gospel far and wide under the banner of the universal church, even though Israel was delinquent in her witness. The witnesses of Christ that have begun from Jerusalem in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 has indeed carried the gospel torch globally, as we see today in hindsight. It is marvelous in our eyes. Has God called you to serve him in your generation? Do not resist, but submit to his call of service. God is gracious to still save. God has not cast off his people. Although Israel has by and large rejected their Messiah, a sad reality, yet all is not lost. God does not change his plans and purposes. William Plumer. There is a remnant God will graciously save. The Apostle Paul cited himself as an example of a rebel turned restorer. Elijah, in his despair, as he looked in Ahab's kingdom overrun with idolaters, was reminded that there are 7,000 good men who still loved God. It was a cause not lost that God cannot change, or it was not a cause lost that God cannot change. In fact, time and time again, God proved himself powerful to raise and save many amidst great rebellion. You remember God raised Moses during the time when the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. They were under great bondage, and their cry raised up to heaven. And God, through a burning bush, called the man to be the deliverer of his people. At Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, 3,000 Jews was gloriously saved, and another 5,000 saved soon after the outpouring of God's grace. 120 disciples gathered in the upper room must have felt like Elijah, right? After Jesus had left, ascended to heaven, they were all alone as it were. You recall all the mighty deeds were done by our Lord Himself. But the apostles, you would see, would be endowed with great power to do exploits for the glory of God. And the 120 disciples gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem, discouraged after seeing their master's ascension in a cloud to heaven, leaving them alone to fend for themselves, as it were. Were they alone? No. The mighty Spirit of God will fall upon them 10 days later. Likewise, for any new ministry, do not despise the day of small beginning. If it is of the Lord, His grace will prosper it. Amidst seeming discouragement is the underlying hope of God's glorious hand that God's people are called to see, as we learn here in this text. The Apostle Paul saw it, rejoiced, and wrote to testify in this text. All is not lost for the remnant who continue to use the King James Bible and sing the good old hymns. God will make good to spread His word according to His mercy. Verse 6 of Romans chapter 11. If by grace then it is no more works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. The late pastor of the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London, C.H. Spurgeon, gave this interesting story in his book, All of Grace, to teach salvation is wholly and solely by the grace of God, His unmerited favor, a free gift from God. A minister, here is the story, called upon a poor woman, intending to give her help, for he knew that she was very poor. With his money in his hand, he knocked at the door, but she did not answer. He concluded that she was not at home and went his way. A little after, he met her at the church and told her that he had remembered her need. I called at your home and knocked several times, and I suppose you were not at home, for I had no answer. At that hour did you call, sir? It was about noon. Oh dear, she said. I heard you, sir, and I'm so sorry I did not answer, but I thought it was the man calling for the rent. Many a poor woman knows what this meant. Now it is my desire to be heard, and therefore I want to say that I am not calling for the rent, indeed, but to tell you that salvation is all of grace, which means free, gratis, for nothing. Oftentimes, when we are anxious to win attention, our hearer thinks, ah, now I'm going to be told my duty. It is the man calling for that which is due to God, and I'm sure I have nothing wherewith to pay. I will not be at home. We are not going to talk about law and duty and punishment, but love and goodness and forgiveness and mercy and eternal life. Do not therefore act as if you were not at home. Do not turn a deaf ear or a careless heart. I am asking nothing of you in the name of God or men. It is not my intent to make any requirement at your hands, but I come in God's name to bring a free gift, which it shall be to your present and eternal joy to receive. So this woman thought it was the owner who came to exact the rent, so she was too afraid to open the door. Had she hearkened to the steps or to the knock and opened her door, she would have received what she needed, the rent, the amount to pay for her rent. The Apostle Paul wants us to see God's sovereign hand in reaching out to the unsaved. He was gloriously saved, not by any good work that he had done. In fact, he was persecuting the church of God. But by God's beloved, but by God's love, reach out to him at the road to Damascus. Thank God that he still saves sinners today by his grace. There is indeed hope for the seemingly hopeless world so blatantly rejecting God in Jesus Christ. What a wonderful Savior. It's Jesus Christ, my Lord. What a wonderful Savior from sin. He sets me free. I will praise him forever. Faithful to death I'll be. What a wonderful Savior Jesus is to me. What a wonderful Savior Jesus Christ, my Lord. What a wonderful Savior. From sin he sets me free. I will praise him forever. Faithful to death I'll be. What a wonderful Savior Jesus is to me. Amen. The free grace from God. Let us appropriate from him each day. As we look to him through prayer and in the quiet meditation of his word, may the Lord bless this new week for you by his grace. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for thy word. Thank thee for thy mercy in imparting to us thy grace. May we not reject it, but that we would receive it and appropriate it and be blessed of it. This I pray with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.